WJAN Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look for areas of fog this morning and partly cloudy skies, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Severe storms have popped up in southeastern Nebraska Thursday evening. Didn't take long to affect the atmosphere here in southwest Iowa. Storm warnings for parts of the listening area were issued at around 6:40 p.m. Motorists began pulling under bridge overpasses along Interstate 29 near Council Bluffs as the area was hit by heavy rain and hail. At about the same time, the National Weather Service had issued a tornado watch for four counties in the southwest corner of the state. The storms continued to build and moved eastward until they began to form and move northeast into Cass County just after 7 p.m. At around 7:25, a severe thunderstorm warning had been issued for parts of Cass and Audubon counties. The storms moved through Griswold and Atlantic, dumping heavy rain. Here at the KJAN studios, we received a total of 88 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, most of that having fallen between 7 and 9 p.m. Some pea-sized hail was observed just a few miles south and northeast of Atlantic as the storms passed through, but further off to the southwest near Griswold, quarter-sized hail was reported just after 8 p.m. by a trained Weather Service spotter. About 15 minutes prior to that, another spotter had reported golf ball-sized hail 4 miles northeast of Griswold. Other reports of hail included quarter-sized hail 1 mile north of Braddyville in Page County at around 8:40 p.m. Thus far, there have been no immediate reports of damage. And just when it appeared the storms had died down near about 9 p.m. and were moving out of the listening area, the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm watch for those counties mainly south of Interstate 80 until 2 o'clock this morning. But most of the storms had weakened significantly prior to the watch having expired. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Two people were injured, while a third person was killed in a single vehicle accident Thursday afternoon in Adair County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the crash victims were in a 1995 Mercury Sable that was northbound on County Road P-33, about one-half mile north of the Adair-Union County line, when the car went out of control as it was passing a semi at around 12:15 p.m. The car entered a ditch and came to rest in a stream. The driver of the vehicle, 20-year-old Mark Stout of Greenfield, and one passenger, 49-year-old Susan LaVon Rinkert of Creston, were injured. They were transported to the Greater Regional Hospital in Creston before being flown by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A second passenger in that vehicle, 53-year-old James Edward Rinkert of Maxburg, was also transported to the hospital in Creston, where he died from his injuries. Patrol says Stout wore his seatbelt, but neither of the Rinkerts were wearing theirs. The accident remains under investigation. The Atlanta Community School District's business manager is undergoing chemotherapy for treatment of acute myelocytic-like leukemia, or AML. Mary Beth Fast, who came to the Atlantic District from the Griswold Community Schools in 2010, was diagnosed with the condition earlier this month. AML is the most common type of leukemia among adults, although it affects people of all ages. In AML, immature leukemia cells rapidly accumulate in the bone marrow, destroying and replacing cells that produce normal blood cells. Leukemia cells are released into the bloodstream and are transported to other organs where they continue to grow and divide. A Caring Bridge site has been established for Mary Beth's friends, family, students, and faculty members to follow her progress as she endures the chemo procedures and tests. The website, there's a link to that on our website at kjan.com under the News tab. Just look for this story. Mary Beth was initially diagnosed with an upper respiratory infection on February 24th. Despite treatment with antibiotics, her condition persisted. Follow-up visits and tests on March the 12th resulted in her being diagnosed with the leukemia. After she was admitted to Emanuel Hospital in Omaha on March 22nd, she immediately began the chemo treatments, and once they're completed, it's hoped that new cancer-free cells will begin to form. Melinda McDermott has assumed Marybeth's duties as business manager and school board secretary in her absence. An Atlantic woman faces a serious misdemeanor charge of invasion of privacy, nudity, for allegedly taking an inappropriate picture of a bathing 78-year-old female resident at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. The incident was reported to authorities on March 22nd. 35-year-old Amanda Sedina, an employee of the nursing home, was taken into custody last Friday. She was released Monday on $1,000 bond and was scheduled to have made her initial court appearance yesterday. Her preliminary hearing, which had been set for April the 12th, has been continued, and a new date for that hearing has not yet been set. News time is 7:12.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Bill Boodle, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Bill Boodle will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Warren Chaffee, age 86, formerly of Harlan, died February 9th in California. A memorial mass for Warren Chaffee will be today at 11 o'clock at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Ramsey, age 97, of Manning, died Sunday. Services for Dolores Ramsey will be held today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Roland Eskoff, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Roland Eskoff will be today at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Elizabeth Vandersloos, age 95, of Stewart, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Mary Vandersloos will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Maxine Dolch, age 91, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Maxine Dolch will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Pamela Christensen, age 58, of Griswold, died Monday. A memorial service for Pamela Christensen will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ruth Polan Hegg, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ruth Hegg will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alma Muldoon, age 90, of Chamberlain, South Dakota, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Alma Muldoon will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at St. James Catholic Church in Chamberlain. Hickey Funeral Chapel in Chamberlain is in charge of the arrangements. Alma Muldoon is survived by her son, Dr. Robert, and wife, Connie Muldoon, of Atlantic. Wilma Andrew, age 91, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Wilma Andrew will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Kenneth Christensen, age 79, of rural Wyota, died Wednesday. Services for Kenneth Christensen will be on Monday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home. Lewis McCall, age 96, of Bridgewater, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. He's donated his body to science, and services for Lewis McCall will be held at a later date. Clara Heffler, age 85, of Erling, died Monday. Services for Clara Heffler are pending at the Fish Funeral Home in Remsen. Our news was brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.